Growing the Game with Ballsy is brought to you by Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan and the Concord Group of Companies. Brought to you by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage, the home expert team. If you need a real estate agent in Regina and surrounding area, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355. Brought to you by Wheel Estate. Got a travel trailer you want to rent out or rent one this upcoming camping season? Check them out at wheelestate.ca, and their rentals are backed by a $1 million insurance policy. And I'd like to welcome a new sponsor, Riviere Ag Seeds in Radville, Saskatchewan. If you're looking for pedigree, durum, lentils, peas, or chickpeas this spring, give Paul a call at 306-869-7629 or check them out online at RivieraAgSeeds.ca. This is Growing the Game with Ballsy, a podcast dedicated to growing the sport of football in Saskatchewan. Now, here's Ballsy.
And we're on the phone now with free agent punter John Ryan. So, John, you worked out with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. How did it go?
It went well. You know, I think that hit the ball pretty well. Didn't go as well as I wanted to, but it never seems to go that way. But yeah, it was a good workout, and I'm just happy with it.
Did you wear your number 9?
I did wear my number 9. Yeah, I was happy to see that in my locker when I got there. So I was appreciative of the equipment staff for hooking me up with that.
So tell me, you know, is it because you're a perfectionist, or what would you have liked to have done better in this session here with the Riders?
I'm just a perfectionist. You know, I'm almost never happy with the way my punting goes, and that's just the way I've always been. So, you know, when you kind of watch it back on film, it turns out it was pretty good, but you're always trying to pick apart every little thing that you think you did wrong.
Did you get a sense from the ball club what they thought of your performance?
Not really, to be honest. We'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks with some other workouts, and we'll see. I guess we'll see who was most impressed.
Okay, so you've had this workout. Where else are you planning to work out? What other CFL teams? I heard the Argos. Is that correct?
That's the only one I can talk about. Yeah,
yeah.
Got the Argos coming up on Friday. There's 2, possibly 3 other teams interested as well.
Okay, and are those, at least can you tell me, are those CFL teams, or are you still trying to get back to the NFL too?
No, those are CFL teams.
Okay, so if you do continue your career, I guess we're looking at probably John Ryan north of the border. I saw some comments on Facebook, ill-advised fans. He probably needs the money. It's hard to believe he probably needs the money. So let me ask you this, though, Johnny. Why do you want to keep playing?
I just love it. You know, I just love the game. I love being on the field. Love kicking footballs.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it really comes down to. And it was tough for me not to be able to play for the last 8 months. And you know, I just really missed it. And it was good to get back on the field today, and hopefully back on the field for this season and many more to follow.
What was the toughest thing over the last 8 months in not playing?
Watching other guys play. I think that was the toughest thing. You know, I've always watched a lot of football. I love watching football. And watching football this year just kind of became more annoying than anything. And I hate to admit that, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same watching it the way I watched it out of love before. And now I kind of watched it out of, I don't want to say jealousy, but that's what it felt like. And it felt pretty terrible, to be honest. So, you know, that's kind of why it's kind of, you know, maybe good to step away from the NFL and, you know, not have to worry about that anymore and just kind of go on to this next chapter in the CFL.
So you were with the Blue Bombers 2004, 2005-ish. How is this John Ryan different from that one?
Back in 2004, 2005, my first couple of years in the CFL, I was just very raw. You know, I had a big leg. I was real powerful. And that was about that was about it. You know, I wasn't real refined. I didn't really have all the tools at the time. And now, you know, 2019, I kind of have a lot more, as I would say, a lot more clubs in my bag. You know, I have a lot more understanding of the special teams game and what punt is needed and when. Whereas back then, I didn't quite, even if I did understand it at times, I couldn't quite execute it the way I always wanted to.
How different is it kicking a CFL ball as opposed to kind of the longer American ball?
It's different. It's definitely different. You know, it's the sweet spot's a little bit different. You want it on a little bit different spot on your foot. The drop's a little bit different just to get all that lined up. So that's part of why I was so hard on myself today, too, is that, you know, I'm just trying to get used to a different football with, you know, I've been kicking the same American football for 13 years, so trying to get back into the Canadian ball.
How did you prepare for these workouts here in the CFL, the first one being with the Riders, John Ryan?
I didn't do anything different at all. I've been kicking 3 days a week since I got cut in September. Two or three days a week every week, and you know, doing the same workout. So this workout came up on Friday afternoon, late Friday afternoon. So I just fell right into it, and it was didn't really have time to prepare. I wouldn't have prepared any differently, anyways.
How many balls do you kick a day when you're working out for yourself?
Anywhere from 30 to 60, maybe 75 on a crazy day, but it should usually be between 30 and 40.
So do you have your wife on the other end shagging punts, or do you kick and then go back and get it yourself like you were when you were a kid growing up and all your friends went in and you were just kicking to yourself under the streetlights?
It's the exact same as when I was 8 years old. You know, you're just out on a field by yourself, a bag of footballs, just kicking them all down and then all the way back the other way. And, you know, that's the way I like it. That's the way I prefer it, just kind of be out there on my own.
Speaking of your wife, that's the other question I get, because I was on the banquet circuit the last couple of weekends. They're like, is that true John Ryan's coming back? Is his wife going to want him to move to Canada? Is she going to want him to move back to Saskatchewan? I know you kind of touched on this, but what's Sarah thinking of this?
She's all for it. She's my biggest supporter. She's always behind me, and she's really pumped for this opportunity, wherever it happens. And she'll be in whatever city I'm in as much as she can be.
Yeah, John Ryan joining me here on Growing the Game with Ballsy. Okay, so I gotta ask you this: what was it like, young guy, growing up? You probably, maybe you did, but I think you probably grew up wanting to be, if not a Saskatchewan Rough Rider, a CFL player, not probably an NFL guy right away. Maybe I'm wrong. You can correct me. But what was it like to put on Rider practice colors today and do that?
It was pretty cool. You know, I did grow up. My dream growing up was to be a Rough Rider. You know, I was a season ticket holder from 1990 until the day I was drafted in 2004. I remember going to games as early as the mid-80s with my dad going to Labor Day games. So it was pretty special. You know, I always kind of kind of kid with some of the younger guys who come into the NFL and they want to take pictures of the jersey and the locker and everything. And I was that geek yesterday for the first time in 15 years, you know, taking a picture of my jersey in the locker and send it to family and stuff. So it was pretty cool.
That is outstanding. Has mom said if you do sign with the Riders, you can live with her?
No, I think I'll be living elsewhere, but I will be very much looking forward to Sunday dinners for sure.
No kidding. Okay, so John, in terms of playing, you kind of touched on this and we talked personally off the record. Like, you want to play a long time. You're 37 years old. How long, realistically, do you think you could play? I know our buddy Paul McCallum here in Regina, he went till he was 46, I think, as a place kicker. How long do you think you can go?
I don't want to put a number on it. You know, I don't want to do that. Start to chase something. In an ideal world, I think I could play till I'm 50. Mm-hmm. That's still 14 years from now, so 14 more seasons anyway. So I don't know, but I want to play absolutely as long as I can. I love it. I love it more now than I ever have. My wife, Sarah, as you mentioned, she loves watching me. She loves coming to games. She loves coming at road games. So, you know, we're all the way in and not looking to retire anytime soon.
Yeah, okay. So that was going to be my last question here. Suppose it doesn't work out. Are you even allowing yourself to think like that? Because you, as an athlete, you got to be mentally strong, and you probably do those mental workouts too as much as the physical workouts. Do you allow yourself to think about life after football? You're not even focusing on that right now. It's just, I'm going to get a job. I'm going to land somewhere in the CFL.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about it right now. You know, there will obviously become a day. And I have a bit of a luxury with what's happened to me in the NFL that I don't need to find a job right away. So I think I'll kind of tackle that as it comes. But right now I'm just kind of full steam ahead with CFL and with football.
You know what's funny, John, just to wrap up here, I was at a Football Saskatchewan Combine here in Moose Jaw on the weekend with the grade 9, 10s, 11s, and 12s, and a lot of the kids were excited that you might be coming back to Regina. We know it's a long ways away yet. There's nothing written in stone yet. But they were excited about the prospect of John Ryan coming here and then being in the community and putting on a kicking camp, because there's a lot of kids out there. That's one underserved area. Like, you can go to a tackling camp and you can go to a quarterback's receivers camp. There's not a lot of kicking camps.
No, there isn't. There's a few down the south, but they're hard to find, and these people charge astronomical amounts of tuition to get in. So yeah, you know, it's definitely something that is huge in football right now. Possession is such a big field position is such a big part of the game, and even more so in the CFL with the three downs. And it's kind of something that's a little bit ignored in all levels of Canadian amateur football, and that's definitely something I'd like to take on if things go the way I want them to go.
Do you think, and hey, just touched on one more question for you. I know you're busy, you got other things to do, but do you think a punter is more important in the CFL as opposed to the NFL because of one less down?
I think so, just because they're going to be on the field a lot more. I think they can definitely change the game. You know, when you're punting 10 times, and if you're, you know, each team punts 10 times and you're making 5 to 10 yards difference in every punt, that's 50 to 100 yards field position at the end of the day. And, you know, that's a win right there. You know, that adds up to a win for your team. And I think that could definitely change the football game.
Well, I, for one, hope John Ryan does end up in Saskatchewan Rough Rider colors. And I think a lot of people working over at the Rider store do too, because I bet you there'll be a bunch of John Ryan jerseys being snapped up if that indeed does happen. Thanks for this, John, and we'll be watching your tryouts closely, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, Ballsy.
Growing the Game with Ballsy is brought to you by Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan and the Concord Group of Companies. Brought to you by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage, the home expert team. If you need a real estate agent in Regina and surrounding area, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355. Brought to you by Wheel Estate. Got a travel trailer you want to rent out or rent one this upcoming camping season? Check them out at wheelestate.ca. And their rentals are backed by a $1 million insurance policy. And I'd like to welcome a new sponsor, Riviere Ag Seeds in Radville, Saskatchewan. If you're looking for pedigree, durum, lentils, peas, or chickpeas this spring, give Paul a call at 306-869-7629 or check them out online at RivieraAgSeeds.ca. That was another installment of Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a story idea you'd like Michael Ball to pursue, please email him at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com.